You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Now, we all fell in love with our next passenger on I'm a Celebrity. You can catch him on Radio 1, and you can also catch him with his I'm a Celeb teammate Beverly Callard on ITV and ITV Hub. They tour Spain in the fantastically funny Destination Wedding. Welcome on board, Jordan North!
This is the final boarding call for Jordan North. Jordan North, this is the final boarding call for Jordan North. Jordan North, can you please come to check in? Jordan North. Jordan North. Jordan North. Jordan North. Thank you.
Jordan North's on board.
Hey!
Why did you choose Alan Air? Why? It's just good, yeah?
Well, I don't want a fangirl, but I'm a bit of a big fan. Oh. So I used to watch you on the Friday Night Project when I was younger.
God.
Do you remember that?
Do I? Yes, I do.
I've read your book, which was very funny. And I've actually got one of your DVDs, and I was thinking about it on the way here today. I got a DVD of your stand-up tour. I think I've got both. And I lent it to my mate Pilks, and I've not had it back since. That's probably back.
Well, it's so good, you don't want to give it back.
Yeah, it's the DVD. What one is it? The best gag is it?
Is it Tooth Fairy? There's the one, that's the one with my friend when I worked in the call centre.
Oh, which
she had the sign above her desk, you don't have to be mad to work here, but it helped.
Yes.
She'd written it in her own shit.
Yeah, there's the DVD.
I still laugh at that.
What one is it? It's the best gag from it is where your dad didn't trust you to go to, was it the electrical shop? He said, what do you think I'm going to do? Come back with your pony.
Oh,
I
yes,
love that.
Yes, yes.
I love that gag.
That's too fair. Oh, my God.
Was that
too
fair?
Listen, if I knew you were such a big fan, I would have upgraded you to first class. We're sitting here in economy now.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
So listen, what kind of traveller are you? When you get on the plane, what do you do? Do you take, well, when you can go on a plane, do you take podcasts, books, magazines, or do you just chill out?
So, I'm not going to lie, I'm usually off my face on Valium because I'm terrified of flying.
No way.
So I get them from the doctor. I'm terrified of flying, so it takes the edge off. However, the past couple of years, I'm getting better. But I shouldn't really be saying this for a podcast that's all about going away, but I'm not very well travelled. However, yesterday when I was thinking about all the places I've been,
yeah,
there's quite a lot of holidays I've been on.
Well, listen, you know when I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of There,
yeah,
which you did when you were in Wales. You know, how would you have got to Australia?
Well, that's why I did it, because I wouldn't have been able to have done the Australian one.
Of course. Well, I mean, you would have had...
Yeah, so what's that, 24 hours?
Would have slipped you into a coma.
I know,
I mean, fuck Valium. I mean, that's a long flight. You'd be like, do you remember A-Team? B.A. Baracus, isn't it?
Yeah,
hit you over the head with a plank of wood.
That's exactly what you'd have to have done. So that's why it was a bit of a blessing for me to do it in
yes,
Wales.
Yes, fuck.
But I have said... It's given me a new lease of life, that show, and it's
yeah,
the best thing I've done. If I can get in a coffin full of snakes, I can get on a plane.
Oh my God.
And go to New York. I've always wanted to go to New York. I've never been. And I booked New York last weekend.
Oh, yeah. How nice is that?
So that's quite a big thing for me.
Oh my God. And because everyone fell in love with you. And they did on that show, didn't they? And it's so, then that lovely, you can fly, because you're going to miss out on so much if you don't fly.
And
you?
I have, and I'm 31 now, and I only ever fly if I have to. So if it's a stag do or, I don't really.
Because you went to Hamburg.
Yes.
Did you like Hamburg?
I didn't, if I'm honest. But this is no disrespect to anyone in Hamburg. It was a bit rough. And it got bombed a lot in the war.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like they've done much to it since. But I'm told...
Yeah.
I'm told that it's because me and my mates, we literally stayed in one bar the whole weekend.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. You can't slag off bloody Hamburg.
And it was Hooters of all, but apparently that's still a thing.
Yeah.
But apparently, and loads of people have said to me before, if you go over the water, you literally cross the bridge. Yeah. It's like this beautiful metropolitan city, and we were just in the rough bit. We seen a guy poo himself as well in the street.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. I'd had a few too much.
So that's my memories of Hamburg.
God. But stag do's now, don't you feel they're getting so expensive now?
Oh, Alan, honestly, it's now where the wedding people sometimes put how much money they want.
Oh.
And you hear some horror stories of people wanting you to, like, pay per head put towards you. It's like, well, don't invite me if you can't afford it. But stag do's, some of them are getting... Got a mate who wants to go to Vegas.
Oh, no. I went to Vegas, yeah, and there was a stag do there. The man was already, like, half naked, sellotape to a blow-up doll. And this was at Departures. So can you imagine... He's probably dead now. He's probably that man who shat himself in Hamburg. But it's like... I mean, I remember just going to Blackpool for a night, and then you get the itinerary. Monday, we're going whitewater rafting. Yep. Tuesday, lap dancing. Wednesday, bell ringing. Friday, you're like, this is like Learn Direct. I'm like, how many skills am I going to come back with or talk about? But it's just got out of control. But Hamburg Hooters, I've seen Hooters. Does it still have the same logo over here, like the two O's at it's?
I think so, yeah. I can't really remember much of it, to be honest, but yeah.
No.
It's not really my thing, believe it or not.
Hi, boys. Welcome to Hooters in Hamburg. Stop looking at my titties.
But yeah, it was a while. The reason why my voice is a bit croaky is I've just got off a stag do this weekend.
So was that the one with you in your suit?
Yeah, I was at Chester Races.
Chester Races. How it started, how it ended. Yeah. And you were like flat out on the sofa and stuff. Was that a good night, Races?
It was a really good night, but I can't drink like it. I don't drink as much as what I used to.
Oh, no.
I try not to drink in the week now, but this was an old day. So I was on the Guinness on the train.
Yeah, you start too early. Listen, it's like me at the NTAs, because I mean, that's when I saw you and... You know, I was worried that I hadn't spoken to you, but I remember, I have a faint memory of smiling at you in a corridor. But it is a tsunami of celebrities, isn't it? You've got Emmerdale, you've got Hollyoaks, and you're being whisked around. And, you know, you're trying to pick, it's a bit like Guess Who, you're trying to put people's names to things. You don't want to be rude, do you?
No, and for me, it's the first time I've ever been. It's all new to me, this. So
yeah.
I'm saying hi to people that I think I know, but because I've seen them on the telly, like all the curry lot.
Yeah.
And you don't call them by their curry name.
Oh, fuck no. No, it's like a,
God help you. Oh. And you're like, oh, God, what's a real name in real life? What's a real name?
Oh, fuck. Well, I did that once to Lisa Tarbuck in Arndale. I thought she was worked opposite me at the Bartley card. Hiya, love. She looked at me like, and she's really sweet and stuff. She's never going to be a dirty look, but she must get that all the time. But I was like, hiya, love. Because, oh, you know, gone 45 minutes back with headset on. And then I was like, oh, shit. So listen, you're from Burnley.
Yeah.
Very proud of Burnley. Big fan of the Clarets.
Yes, I am.
Turf Moor, innit? That's your happy place.
That's my happy place, yeah.
Which I'm sure you are sick to the death for talking about. But listen, I don't think I've ever been to Burnley. I'm going to give a list of them. These are the top attractions to do in Burnley.
Okay.
Townley Hall. Now, that's just a government building. Have you been there?
No, it's not a government building. So basically, the Townleys were a family that, a bit like off Downton Abbey, they used to own all the land and provide jobs. So they were aristocrats, I think.
Oh, it's not a quiz. You don't win a car or anything. Okay. I'm just intrigued about it. Now, this is a weird one for me. The Singing Ringing Tree.
Yeah.
Now, I went on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
Mainly 5-star reviews. Gorgeous walk up there. Lovely views. It did have one star, though. One-star review. Lot of dog muck. And it never sang. But I'm guessing that's because it weren't windy. But that's not the sculpture's fault, is it?
It whistles in the wind. Yeah.
but someone's given it one star because there was no wind. Oh, that's unfair.
That's not fair. there's a bit of a myth. I don't know if it's true, but before they built that, it was a dogging spot.
Oh, really? Oh, that's how I know it.
Have you been?
Oh, there's some graffiti there. Alan came here. Boy, I was singing that night. And then... You see, this is why this podcast gets fucking clickbait. It's going to be my dogging hell. I say shit like that. And then it's in the sun. Alan admits to dogging singing. You can't fucking say anything.
I know. I literally, and you'll make a joke now, and I've got podcasts as well, and then it gets picked up. It's like, I didn't say it like that. It was a joke.
I know. We're talking with someone and about a lovely hotel in LA, and I said, oh, my God, and this is Name Drop City, but Adele said, you got to stay then. I didn't like it, the look of it on the internet, so we went somewhere else. And then I jokingly said, well, I was hoping to stay in her spare room. Next thing. Tight Adele won't let Alan Carr stay in her 8 million. I'm like, what? What the fuck? It's a joke.
And they've twisted it.
Yeah, tight Adele.
Yeah.
She's not fucking tight. She's so generous.
I can imagine her being really generous.
Yeah, she's lovely. Like, Alan, get out of my spare room. Get out. Hello. Goodbye.
She's got new music coming out very soon.
I know, and I can't say anything because I have heard the album.
Have you?
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
But I said that in a fucking podcast. Adele lets Alan hear her album. No, she's going to have this multi-million pound advertising campaign. She does not want a chubby homosexual saying, oh, I've heard it.
Oh, my God. Because we're all at the moment at Radio 1. We're like, when's it being dropped? When are we going to play it?
I know.
Yeah.
And she's got a cassette, hasn't she? Did you see the thing? A cassette. She's so tight. She won't even have CarPlay.
She don't even have a CD player.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Queen Street Mill Textile Museum, have you been there? That feels quite niche.
Yes.
Thompson Park. And then 6, Reedley Marina Bistro Bar.
Reedley, that used to be called something else years ago.
Probably Hooters.
Yeah.
Everything's a Hooters now. They're like, tits, tits, tits.
No, the Miners Club's a big attraction.
Miners Club,
so
right.
Write that down because they sell in there the most Benedictine in the world. So Benedictine
What's Benedictine?
It's a French liqueur. And the troops brought it back in the First World War. And now it's a big drink in Burnley. So we don't have Jaeger bombs. We have Benny bombs.
Oh, Benny bombs. I'm writing that down.
And do you know what? I could do a Benedictine today. If you've got an upset stomach or a sore throat, it's the best thing ever.
And listen, love, it took me 10 minutes to make your coffee with that Nespresso. And this is how lovely Jordan is. I've never operated a Nespresso machine. I think coffee is the work of the devil. I only have tea. He said, oh, that's a lovely colour. It was green. It was green. And I love you for being so polite. And I bet if I was an arsehole, you would have drank that in front of me.
It was warm, murky water.
Oh, that's a lovely colour. I was like, that's not. I said, I can have a cup of tea instead.
Hello, love. Would you like anything off the trolley? We've got paninis, tea, coffee. Benny bomb. No, sorry, we don't do Benny bombs on Alan Eyre.
Now, listen, we've got to talk about Destination Wedding.
Yep.
You and Beverly Callard, you are so jammy, going round Spain.
Is it Spain?
With Spain, with her.
Yeah.
She's getting married again. She's renewing her vows.
Yeah.
It looked like so much fun. You've got real chemistry with her.
Yeah, we just hit it off straight away in the castle.
Yeah.
So we met and we just really... You know when you meet someone, when you start a new job, and you think, we're going to click, we're going to get on, she's going to be a good laugh, we're going to get on.
Yeah.
It was literally like that.
Yeah.
And we did this first trial where It's called The Gates to Hell, and basically I think they went extra hard on her. She had bugs in her hair.
Yeah, yeah.
They were in her knickers, in her turn-up, in her ears. Like, there were bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
So I helped her, and we just clicked down, and then I got voted for all the trials, and she helped me. And we just became friends ever since. And in the castle, she said, you'll have to come to Spain. And my mum and dad live in Spain. Basically round the corner from where her and John have got a place.
Wow.
So, and if you'd have said to me when I were 10 years old watching Curry with my mum,
yeah,
one day you're going to go on a road trip with Liz McDonald, yeah, I'd never have believed you.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't. And you will be surprised. So we were in the middle of Madrid filming some flamenco dancers, and the director said, action. And as soon as he said action, these two old Spanish ladies walked past and just went, Liz! Liz! Liz McDonald, please. Corrie goes across the world.
Yeah.
We were in Rioja, Trey in Rioja, and the guy, the wine expert, he's the biggest wine expert in the region. Like, he does this today. He couldn't get his words out because he was so starstruck by Beverly Callard because his first wife was from Glasgow and he learned English watching Coronation Street.
Amazing.
So he was going, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm big, big fan, Liz. I'm big, big fan. She is... proper famous. And she said to me, there was a storyline in the late 80s where, or early 90s, where Jim McDonald found out she was having an affair.
Mm.
And when he found out that episode, he threw out the car and he actually beat her up. 27 million people watched that episode.
Wow.
So she said it was more than the royal wedding or something. More
yeah,
than that.
Yeah.
That's how, she said, it doesn't make you a megastar, but it makes you really famous. You're in people's living rooms every night.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I get that.
So she is proper. She's a household name.
Yeah, she is. And I've met her before, and she is lovely.
Oh, she's a...
And you know what? To go around Spain with her, so funny.
Oh, thank
when
you.
When she comes out trying to find a wedding dress, and she's got that black thing with her.
So in Spain, traditional...
How can you get married in that?
Traditional wedding dress is a black flamenco dress with a black veil. So she looked like she's at a funeral.
It's so funny. And then when you're making a wedding cake, the woman assume you were the husband.
So this pretty much every task we did, everyone thought we were getting married. So we'd say to him, oh, no, we're just friends. And everyone, there was this guy at this other winery, and he's like, ah, you like young boys? And she's like, oh, no, we're not getting married, we're just friends. But yeah, we travelled from, we got the ferry there as well.
Is that because of your no flying?
Flying, and we had a car to take with us.
Yeah.
So we got the ferry from Plymouth to Santander, and I promise you.
How long does that take?
A day, 23 hours. Yeah.
Oh, couldn't you just double dropped a couple of Valium and then... got on an easy jet. I mean, bloody hell. You on a fucking ferry, 20 feet. I would have killed you. Not because it'll be you, but 23. That's why we have technology and flying.
She thought at first it was a joke. I was like, no, we're going to be on it for a day. And we were in, apparently, the luxury cabins. They are not, they're not very nice. And again, she couldn't come out much because there were loads of people on there with caravans from Britain.
So, oh, of course. Yeah, that is going to be a demographic.
Like, Liz, can I have a picture, please? And we were like, let's just... So, yeah, she wasn't impressed. But we travelled... So we got to the top of Spain, which is Santander.
Yep.
And I promise you, we travelled all the way down to the bottom at Majaca. And we drove all the way there. There were no flights or anything like that. It was one of the best experiences of my life.
We'll soon be arriving in Australia. Can you wake up, sir? Sir? Wake up. Sir? What has he taken?
So tell us somewhere in Spain that you saw that blew you away, that was not met. Could be a nice restaurant. It could be a place that you've never been to. You went, wow, I'm coming back there.
I'd definitely go back to Rioja in North Spain.
And being thick, is that where they do make the wine?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know that as well. Some beautiful wineries there. And Toledo.
Yeah.
Yes, that's where they make cake, and it's famous for steel and marzipan.
Now, there's a really famous painting by someone. And it's on top of a hill, isn't it? And it's really old. Is it Goya or something? It's quite elongated and stuff. It looks stunning in the painting. But is it nice in real life?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's beautiful.
Is that where they made the cake?
Yeah, that's where that was in Toledo. Is it Toledo? Toledo.
We'll just dub it in. Yeah. Toledo.
Toledo. Toledo. For the edit. Toledo. 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 Oh, it might be Toledo. We went there. And where else did we go? We went to Valencia.
Yes.
And we were all like nearly in tears. Some lovely bloke who works in tourism made us a paella. for him, for us and the whole crew. But him and his wife didn't have much money because they lost their jobs because of the pandemic.
Oh, no.
And it was so... They lived in this lovely little house and they met us all, and they wouldn't take any money off us.
Oh, God.
And he said before we left, he was like, tell Jamie Oliver he's not welcome in Valencia because we know paella as... chorizo and prawn.
Yeah.
And it's not like that.
Oh my God, what
they
is it?
Blame Jamie Oliver for that. It's all like, it's rabbit and chicken and meat.
Oh, I think I'm team Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, so...
Fucking rabbit.
So he was like, just before we left, I was like, oh God.
Oh
so
no.
Valencia has got beef with Jamie Oliver, apparently.
Why would you put a rabbit in a paella? No. I'm not being funny, but why?
I'll be honest with you. When they were making us, we were like, let's just pretend we like it. But we actually did really like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I bet. Listen, when you get, you can be a little bit snooty when you go to these places, can't you?
Yeah.
But there's a reason why they've put it in there. They're not going to put something that's shit
yeah.
in there. You're like, oh, rabbit. Of course, this has been passed down from generations.
Exactly.
But you don't watch him Bright Eyes or something. Watch it down and then all of a sudden, do you want some paella? And then there's like a little rabbit's foot.
Do you know what I did as well? I did the
They skin it, didn't they? They don't just put
yeah,
it
Yeah, oh yeah, it weren't a full rabbit in there. Is
two bunny ears.
Sticking out at top. You know when you go travelling or you go on holiday? So I bought a big... I thought, I know how to make paella now and I'm going to make it for my friend. So I ordered piss that night on Amazon. I ordered a paella dish. It's got there. It's got to my flat in London. I've not used it once, and it's that big. This paella dish won't even fit on my hob. So I've got like this massive paella dish in cupboard upstairs next to the Christmas tree now.
Can't you turn it into a bar for a jacuzzi
for rabbits?
Yeah. Right. Tell me your most decadent and extravagant hotel you've ever stayed at. One that you've gone, oh my God, and your arms are blue or you've been pinching yourself going, I can't believe it.
Hotel de Paris in Monaco.
Oh, hello.
You wouldn't expect it, would you?
No. Wow.
Yeah.
They let you in?
Yeah, right. So I'm not even joking, I nearly got thrown out first because when we get there, the car pulled up and I'm getting out and I'm looking up and then car speeds off. So I'm going, he's nicked the bags. Fucking bags, he's robbed our bags. And my mate was like, darling, he brings it round to the back. So I'm in this big hall, effing and Jeff, and going, he's robbed me bags. Me Valium's in there, he's robbed me bags. So that was like literally when we got there.
Yeah.
How it came about, my friend, who I do a podcast with, Help a Sex in My Boss, is an etiquette expert, William Hanson. You'll know him, he's always on This Morning and Loose Women and stuff like that. And he was writing a review of Hotel de Paris for the Mail Online. So he had a spare place. He said, do you want to come along? I was like, yeah. So we went for one night. It was all paid for and it was... Have you been to Monaco?
Never been.
Don't bother. €14 for a bottle of beer.
Oh,
ridiculous.
Can I just say, that's cheap for south of France.
Is it?
I paid €15 for a Coke.
€15 for a Coke?
Yes, and I couldn't kick off because there was some British people sitting on the next table. I was like, lovely, this is cheap.
Bear in mind, in Benidorm, you can get a pint for €1. But yeah, it was €14 for a bottle of...
I think that's cheap for south of France. Fucking hell, yeah, €14, €15 for like a can of Coke.
I can't get over it.
I know. Is it true you didn't have a nice breakfast there in Monaco?
Oh, it was awful. So I was thinking, oh, proper buffet, proper nice breakfast, and it was tiny.
Oh.
And I asked for egg on toast. Poached egg on toast, and it was two tiny squares of bread, tiny little eggs, and a bit of ham. I was starving. But then I said, no wonder all rich and famous are dead thin.
Yeah.
This is what they have for the breakfast. They all have proper Botox as well.
Oh,
speaking to
God, no.
Couldn't even hear it. Like, yes, we come to Monaco every year, darling. I am actually smiling. I'm just and it was weird. Like, I was rooting around. They had a kinky box in there.
Oh, kinky box.
It was a box full of handcuffs, lube.
I've never been to one of these.
Condoms. I think there was poppers in there.
Oh, my God.
I think there was...
Is this the Hotel de Paris in Monaco?
There was a little feather tickler.
Oh.
They had like a velvet somewhere. We didn't use it. I just...
No. And the irony is, I bet if you did all those things at night, you'd be absolutely starving in the morning.
Yeah.
And then you get a really shitty breakfast. You'd have to have a full up, wouldn't you? Fry up, full up.
Full up.
That was the night before. No. No, you'd have to have a fry-up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd need one, wouldn't you? I'll never forget as well, my mate was like, are you coming? Hurry up. And I was just in the bathroom brushing my hair. He went, darling, that's a clothes brush. So it was,
oh my.
You know the brush you used to, like,
yes,
the jacket.
Oh,
down.
No.
I was combing my hair with you. If you see pictures of it, I look like a Lego man.
Isn't it funny, just listening to all your travel experiences, you know, no one can say that you haven't really, I mean, like, who is in Hamburg? Then you've got probably one of the most poshest hotels. It is amazing. It is amazing, yeah. This wonderful, you know, the career you've got and everything, isn't it? You know, and these experiences. It's lovely, isn't it?
It really is. And I've thought before, I was like, because I've listened to a good few episodes of this, I was like, I'm not that well travelled. But then when you actually sit down and think about
the
different places you've been. So I've been to Florida as well, which I forgot about.
Oh, yeah, Florida, did you like that?
Really did, yeah. I was 21. And
just out of interest, where did you go when you were, like, in Burnley? Is it Blackpool or did you go abroad? Did package holidays?
Yeah,
what did you do?
So we didn't go... When we were younger, it was only as we got to teenagers, we didn't go on holiday as much. I think mainly because I'm one of four boys, so mum and dad really didn't really have the money for it. But we went to, like... We did all your Magaluf,
yeah,
Benidorms,
Benidorm, Alicante,
Tenerife's, and what have you. I don't know if you remember this, but the Sun used to give away free weekends to Pontins.
Yeah.
You cut the vouchers
out. Yeah, my brother did that, and he went to...
Southport.
No, he went to... Yeah, Southport, like in January.
Yeah,
that's... He said, it's cost me £1. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Right, we did... My mate, this is people, and I tell people in London this, who've, like, lived in London their whole lives, or from the three counties. So my mate's mum saved up the vouchers for weeks. I think we went in, like, the middle of winter.
Yeah.
Freezing, middle of Southport. Bearing in mind, Southport's, like, 40 minutes down the road. And we went, and we was having quite a good week, and on the Wednesday, we had to come back so his stepdad could sign on and get his dole. What a holiday!
Really, just letting your hair down, getting away from it all. My God.
So we went to Pontins, drove back on Wednesday so he could get his gyro, and then went back so we had money for the rest of the week.
Oh, I wonder if my brother was there at the same time, because he used to love those. He said, oh, I'm off to Real, I'm off to Southport. I said, it's January. Oh, yeah, save the money on the coupons. I thought, well, are you saving money? But anyway...
Mr. North, please refrain from washing your underpants in the bidet. That's not what it's for.
You are so sweet and so lovely. And obviously, were you wanting to drink that Nespresso?
Thank you.
Do you ever complain? Is there a side to you? Because I looked at you're born on Valentine's Day. You're not a Gemini. I'm a Gemini. Oh. I turn, I snap.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you doing that.
Oh, yeah. I build it all up. I'm not, then I snap.
Really?
Do you ever complain in hotels or at resorts or something?
No, I can't. I never complain at restaurants either. No.
So you don't complain? That's fine if you don't. Some people don't. Some people do.
I can't remember if I've ever complained. No, and I've stayed in hostels in Dublin.
Well, it sounds like you're saying the right shit heaps and you haven't said anything.
The only thing about hotels that I'll complain about, but I won't complain, I'll just ask for another one, is it just like they get an iron and before they put it in the room, they just put it in a load of gravel? And like, why? That's the only time I'll ever go down and say, can I have another iron? And they'll give you another iron and it'll be just as bad. However, I have invested in a steamer. It's a life changer.
Oh.
It's a life changer. So I'm always ruining shirts on hotel irons.
Ah.
So that's the only time I'll complain.
So the steamer, is it like what? Not an industrial steamer. They get the thing.
No. It's a travel.
You've got your
one.
Massive paella dish. And your steamer. I mean, talking about travelling light.
No. Yeah, so it's a travel one. It cost me 20, 25 quid. And just in the morning, put it on your hanger and it'll change your life, Alan.
Okay, all right then.
It's good for suit jackets and stuff like that.
That's good.
And it cleans them as well. I cannot recommend
it. Is this
it
another
enough.
Drunken Amazon buy?
Yeah, it was actually.
I don't get all my stuff on Amazon when I'm pissed.
Yeah.
When you forget about it, when it arrives, it's like you've got an admirer. You're like, a parcel for me. And then I'm looking down the road. Who's? Oh my God, I've always wanted one of these. Who's been hacking my emails? Oh, Alan, you bought it at 1 a.m. Tell us a UK gem. It can be a cove, it can be a place, it can be a village, it can be a pub, it can be anything, just so people, you know, if they want to go
I think it's probably been said a few times on the podcast, and I don't know if it's a hidden gem, but it's got to be the Lake District.
Oh, yeah, classic. Classic Lake District. Lovely.
If you want to get out of London, or you've just had a week of it at work, just go there for the weekend. Book a hotel. It might be a bit expensive, but I promise you, you feel proper cleansed afterwards.
Yes.
Cleared your head. And it's why so many writers go there to write their books and their scripts and stuff.
Yes.
There's a reason. It's so peaceful. And such a beautiful, the most beautiful place on earth, if you ask me.
Yeah,
I love
it.
Yeah. I used to go as a kid, and I went a few weeks ago, actually, in the summer, the end of August. Stayed in Ambleside. It was
fantastic. That's gorgeous, yeah. Ambleside. So that's what you do then. So then that is your sort of, I know, happy place, but that is sort of your happy place.
Definitely.
Thing. You go there, yeah. Judge Rinder was like, I call him Rob Rinder, even though he's a really good friend. I always call him Judge Rinder. Hiya, Judge Rinder. It's Rob. Oh, sorry. And then I, because I love watching him on the telly, I'm like, oh my God, what about that woman who complained that her dog had been sexually assaulted by the cat? And he's like, yeah. And I think he sort of moved on a bit.
Does he not do it anymore?
Oh, he does. He does it. We were filming up there, but I think he doesn't want to be bothered about it in his spare time. Did that woman ever get that Princess Diana tea towel back? And then you're like, oh, is it Alan? I've done so many of them. Well, if you know the man on the show, you want the inside goss. Am That's I right, true. Listeners? Am
yes,
I right, Jordan?
Definitely.
Thank you. Okay, you're 100. You're sitting in a rocking chair. You've got a Burnley Benny bomb in your hand. Where do you want to be looking out over? Where do you want to be?
Oh, I'd probably say the Lake District, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take a care home in the Lake District.
Oh, God, wouldn't we all?
I'd sell, if I get to 100, I'd have to sell my house to buy my last year's.
Keep it light. God, I've got a carer wiping me ass, looking out, sitting in my own piss.
A little bit of potato on the chin.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a fantasy one. You don't have to get too...
Sorry, do work hard, didn't I? Yeah. Someone said that to me recently. I went, I don't know why you got to get a mortgage. You'll get sold so they can look after you when you're older. It's like, cheers, pal.
You have to be a bit optimistic in life.
If I was looking out over Lake Windermere.
Yes, that's lovely.
I know, definitely. I've really enjoyed this, by the way. I was proper looking forward to it.
Oh, my God, thank you. It's been so much fun. And I just think it's great because my heart sunk when you went, I've never been anywhere. And if I do fly, I'm on Valium. I was like, great. But actually, it's been so interesting. And you say, you have been away loads.
Yeah.
But you don't realise because now travelling's so easy, isn't it? And this podcast is all right, even if you get a coach trip up the M1, we just want to know where you've been. Cool places to go.
I have been to places. I've been to France, yeah. Benidorm, went to my grandma's 70th there.
Is that you dressed up? Didn't you dress up?
Yeah, we all had to. So my grandma decided that the theme was fast food. So, don't ask, right. And my mum was a milkshake and my dad was some chips and I was a burger. And they had a drink, and they always end up arguing when they've had a drink. And the straw for the milkshake. My mum used one of those foam things that you get from swimming baths, and she painted
that's
it.
Clever.
So they were having an argument on Benidorm Strip at 1 o'clock in the morning, going, "Oh, piss off, Graham!" And I'm wrapping it around my dad's head, proper hitting my dad with it. I thought, you don't get more Benidorm than this.
Oh, that is classic. And do you know what? I love that when there is quite a random dress code. And then people go for it. That must have cost a bit of money.
Yeah, we did. I still haven't paid them back for it. Yeah. When I was in a morph suit, I was sweltering.
Oh, God.
Proper clammy.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
First aid kit or first aid shit? Do you take plasters, Mozzie Guard, or
I never do.
You never do?
No, sorry.
Okay, no, don't apologise to me. I'm just asking. Fine. Full English or full moon party?
Full English.
Okay. Thong or sarong?
There is a picture of me in Magaluf in a man thong, and I've had it deleted off Facebook, but I know in a few years it's going to come back to bite me on the ass.
Have you paid some high-class lawyers to get it taken off even the dark web?
No, I've just told my mates to, like, make stop tagging me in it because I just know it's going to be in some paper.
Yeah, that's going to come back.
Yeah. Say thong.
Mackie D or local delicacy?
Oh, I love a Mackie's. Yeah, I love a Mackie's.
That's all right.
And if you see one abroad, if you just hung over, you just want to grab something, you know it's going to be good.
Do you know what I know? So I was in Bali.
Oh, was you?
And first time I went backpacking, run out of money, had to get home quick, and then I remember just seeing those golden arches in, above this palm tree, and I was like, hallelujah. Yeah. Now, I'm quite snobby and would sneer, but I was like, oh, when you see those golden arches, the first thing, when you're stuck in a foreign country, I was all by myself, and it was like my friend. It was like Ronald McDonald was my friend.
It really is. If you see him at the airport as well.
Yeah, Alan, he's got a board, Alan. Alan, there's a clown with your name on the board in Bali. I know I'm home. Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Tip 'em or fuck 'em? And this is the last question. Like, are you quite tight if you've had good service at the hotel a week? Will you then pack your bags and go, ha ha, never going to see you again? Or do you leave some money on the side?
Tip 'em. Always
right answer.
When I leave a hotel room, I put everything in the bin. I make sure it's tidy for the cleaners.
Oh, I do that. That's nice. It's yeah, nice, yeah,
because
yeah.
My auntie used to clean hotels, and she's got some stories to tell you.
Oh, like, I bet the stuff that she finds there.
Disgusting.
I even give the toilet bit of a once over if there's been a, you know.
I don't use the kettles. No, I know what you mean. I don't use the kettles now because somebody told me.
Oh, that's an urban myth, surely.
People think it's funny to piss in kettles. I'm sorry, if you're listening to this and you've ever pissed in an hotel kettle, that's wrong.
You ought to be locked up. You're disgusting. Yeah, you're what's wrong with Britain.
Apparently it's a thing.
I've heard that so many times.
I hope not.
Jordan, thank you so much, my love.
Thank you. Honestly.
Have you been flying? We're about to land now. Have you got? Please take everything with you and don't forget to pick up your suitcase off the carousel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Do you know what? I'd love to get on an actual plane with you. You'd set my mind off it.
Oh, you wouldn't need Valium.
No, I wouldn't.
Allium. That's what you need. And on that note, we'll end.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to inform you that we will now have to turn the plane around and go back to our original airport. There is a hamburger and a milkshake beating the shit out of each other. I'm so sorry. We're turning back. This is a very dangerous incident.
Thank you, Jordan North. That was so funny. And thank you to everyone who listens. We really do appreciate it. Well, guess who we've got next week? It's Damon Albarn. Wow, see you then. Bye. Don't forget, life's a beach.